program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Cotton Cloud Futons, a locally owned business featuring futons and mattresses, frames, covers, furnishings, and accessories which can be made with organic and recycled materials. Cotton Cloud is located at 701 Northeast Broadway in Portland. Information at 503-335-0758 or cottoncloudfutons.com.
And you are listening to KBOO in Portland, Oregon. The time is 11 o'clock in the morning. Time now for Democracy Now!
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Radio Cab Foundation, presenting its second annual benefit golf tournament, Saturday, July 8th, 9:30 a.m. at Heron Lakes Golf Course. Proceeds go to assist hospitalized children and disadvantaged families in the metro area. Registration and prize information at radiocabcares.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
I work very hard. I work over 50, 60 hours a week. And to come and just into my house like that and accusing me of this, shooting me on my chest, and kept on saying that I'm a terrorist. That did hurt.
Police arrest and shoot a British Muslim man and his brother in London. We'll play the brothers' account of the raid and speak with leading British human rights attorney Gareth Pearce. Then hundreds of police officers in riot gear shut down the largest urban farm in the United States. It's in South Central Los Angeles. More than 40 protesters were arrested, including actor Daryl Hannah. BBC investigative reporter Greg Pallas on the class war and disenfranchising black soldiers.
African-American soldiers scrubbed from the voter rolls. Go to Baghdad, lose your vote.
But first, did U.S. military try to cover up the killing of two Iraqi women? Independent journalist Dar Jamal investigates. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. U.S. and Iraqi forces have launched what's being described as the biggest security crackdown Baghdad has seen since the start of the war. Up to 75,000 troops will be deployed around the city. The troops will man increased numbers of checkpoints, launch raids, and call in airstrikes. The crackdown comes one day after Iraq received a surprise visit from President Bush. The president met with the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, to show support for Iraq's recently formed government. Much like his first visit to Iraq in November 2003, the president's trip was a brief one. He left Iraq after just 6 hours. The visit was kept under such secrecy, Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki was made aware just minutes before he met the president in the Green Zone. According to the New York Times, Maliki appeared uneasy and mostly somber throughout his joint appearance with Bush. The president's visit was protested in Baghdad. Earlier today, more than 1,000 people took to the streets calling on the U.S. to withdraw from Iraq. The demonstrators waved Iraqi flags, carried signs, and chanted slogans including "No, no" to the occupiers. Meanwhile, at least 36 people died in violence across Iraq Tuesday. 18 were killed in a bombing in the city of Kirkuk. The number of U.S. military fatalities is approaching 2,500. According to the Associated Press, 2,498 members of the U.S. military have lost their lives since the invasion of April 2003. Meanwhile, a Republican Congress member is coming under criticism for making comments downplaying the dangers of life in Iraq. Speaking Monday on the House floor, Iowa Republican Steve King said, quote, "My wife lives here with me, and I can tell you she's at far greater risk being a civilian in Washington, D.C. than an average civilian in Iraq." And finally, in Iraq, the U.S. military is facing a new scandal over the conduct of its soldiers. A video has been released showing a man who appears to be a Marine performing to applauding troops. He sings a song about killing Iraqis.
As the girls began to fly, with a love spray from between her eyes, and then I laughed maniacally. Then I hit her behind the TV, and I locked her alone in my M16. I put those little m***ers to eternity.
The undated video comes at a time the U.S. military is dealing with the fallout over allegations it massacred civilians in Haditha and Ashaki. The Pentagon says it's investigating. Human rights groups condemned the video Tuesday. This is Ibrahim Cooper of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
In this video, once it's verified that it is true peace, is the offensive language, the psychology, the attitudes towards the Iraqi civilians, that there is no regard to human lives and there is no differentiation between military people and young children who have nothing to do with the war.
That was Ibrahim Cooper of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. In Israel, the military says an internal investigation has concluded Israeli forces were not behind Friday's bombing that killed seven Palestinian civilians on the Gaza beach. This is Israeli Army Chief of Staff Dan Chalutz.
Today, we're presenting the first step of our investigation that started immediately after the incident. And the final results of this investigation are that we can say surely that the IDF is not responsible for the incident in which seven Palestinians were killed.
Israel maintains the bombing was caused by either a mine planted by Hamas or an unexploded ordnance left on the beach. Palestinians and human rights groups immediately criticized the Israeli response. Mark Garlasco, a former Pentagon battle expert now working for Human Rights Watch, spoke after investigating the scene of the bombing.
It's clear, based upon the forensic evidence that we have found on the ground, based upon the medical reports we have received from the doctors in the hospitals here, based upon witness statements, that the family members were killed by 155-millimeter howitzer shell.
Garlasco says the shell likely came from a land-based Israeli firing device, not a naval ship, as had been previously alleged. In Afghanistan, the U.S.-led coalition is preparing to launch its biggest offensive since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. An estimated 11,000 troops are expected to be deployed to attack fighters in four southern provinces. In China, a prominent opponent of a massive dam project has been left paralyzed after a beating by unknown assailants. The activist, Fu Xinkai, was attacked after he ignored a police warning not to speak to foreign journalists. He's been a leading spokesperson for the movement against the Three Gorges Dam, which has uprooted more than a million people. Here in the United States, hundreds of police officers shut down the 14-acre South Central farm in Los Angeles Tuesday. More than 40 protesters were arrested after they staged an encampment to resist removal from what's considered the largest urban farm in the United States. It took authorities nearly 8 hours to forcibly clear the farm. Police bulldozed vegetable gardens and used bolt cutters to remove the protesters who chained themselves to trees and picnic tables on the property. Since an eviction order last month, occupants have staged an encampment to resist removal from the land they've tended for over a decade. We'll have more from the South Central Farm later in the broadcast. A congressional audit has concluded the government handed out up to $1.4 billion to recipients who wrongly claimed to be victims of Hurricane Katrina. According to the Government Accountability Office, the fraudulent payments account for as much as 16% of the total assistance given to Katrina victims. The Pentagon's announced it's dropping plans to maintain secret interrogation techniques by placing them in a classified section of the Army Field Manual. Human rights groups had raised concerns the secrecy of the techniques could have sanctioned soldiers to commit abuse. Army officials told the Associated Press that techniques will either be made public or eliminated. Meanwhile, the American Medical Association has come out against the direct involvement of doctors in prisoner interrogation. In a policy adopted at the group's annual meeting Monday, the AMA says, quote, physicians in all circumstances must never be involved in activities that are physically or mentally coercive. If physicians engage in such activities, the whole profession is tainted, said. The issue was raised amid concerns over the role of doctors in the treatment of detainees at the Guantanamo Bay prison and elsewhere. And a new poll of 14 countries shows a continuing decline in support for U.S. policies around the world. According to the Pew Research Center, a majority of in 10 of 14 countries believe the Iraq war has made the world more dangerous. That number includes Britain, where support for the so-called war on terror has dropped to below 50%. A majority in 13 countries believe the Iraq war poses a bigger threat to world peace than Iran's nuclear ambitions. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.